Wednesday, June 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An evening prayer hymn. O Father, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence we gladly own and bring our hymns before your throne. To praise you for the living bread on which our lives are daily fed, O Lord, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need. Where want and famine still abound, let your relieving love be found. And in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questioning souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human mind have wrought, so that the barren deserts yield the bounty by which your love revealed. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, the Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, for whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, the Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? And the second antiphon, I long to look on you, O Lord, do not turn your face from me. Continuation of Psalm 27. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the day of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you protect and strengthen those who hope in you. You heard the cry of your Son, and kept him safe in your tent in the day of evil. Grant that your servants who seek your face in times of trouble may see your goodness in the land of the living. And repeating the second antiphon, I long to look on you, O Lord, do not turn your face from me. And the third antiphon, he is the firstborn of all creation, and every way the primacy is his. Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption of the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body of the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, he is the firstborn of all creation, in every way the primacy is his. And our reading for this Wednesday evening is from James chapter 1, verses 22 and 25. Act on his word. If all you do is listen to it, you are deceiving yourselves. There is, on the other hand, the man who peers into freedom's ideal law and abides by it. He is no forgetful listener, but one who carries out the law in practice. Blessed will this man be in whatever he does. and a responsory, claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Do not abandon me with the wicked, have mercy on me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, he has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And our intercessions. In all that we do, let the name of the Lord be praised, for he surrounds his chosen people with boundless love. Let our prayer rise up to him, saying, Lord, show us your love. Remember your church, Lord, keep her from every evil, and let her grow to the fullness of your love. Lord, show us your love. Let the nations recognize you as the one true God, and Jesus, your Son, as the Messiah whom you sent. Lord, show us your love. Grant prosperity to our neighbors, give them life and happiness forever. Lord, show us your love. Open wide the doors of your compassion to those who have died today, and in your mercy receive them into your kingdom. Lord, show us your love. Say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, watch over us by day and by night. In the midst of life's countless changes, strengthen us with your never-changing love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.